Troy police are investigating a double shooting last night. This happened in the 600 block of North 3 Notch Street. Police say one of the victims was taken to a Montgomery hospital with life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. One person is dead and another has critical injuries after a double stabbing in Macon County. The Macon County Sheriff says this happened Wednesday night near Notasulga. One person has been arrested, but their name has not been released. And the Alabama House of Representatives has passed the Anti-Road Rage Act. The bill says drivers could be ticketed for driving more than a mile and a half in the left lane without passing another car. The bill now moves to the Alabama Senate for debate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Grime is making it difficult to see what's ahead. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help clear the way. Pick up 2 gallons of Rain-X windshield washer fluid for $7. See better in any weather with Rain-X windshield washer fluid, 2 for $7 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now, get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus for $27.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Assange was removed from the Ecuadorian embassy, where he'd been holed up for 7 years. The Ecuadorians, who'd apparently had enough, invited police in to arrest him.
White House officials have tried to pressure U.S. immigration authorities to release detainees onto the streets of sanctuary cities to retaliate against President Trump's political adversaries.
Winter weather blasting millions of people in the middle of the country.
Some areas are expected to see more than 2 feet of snow.
Authorities making an arrest in a series of fires at historic black churches in southern Louisiana.
Former President Obama's first White House counsel was indicted in a case that grew out of the Mueller investigation.
There are sweeping new charges against the lawyer who took on President Trump. Michael Avenatti is now accused of stealing millions from his own clients.
Bloomberg reports Amazon is listening to what you tell Alexa.
Dozens of the company's employees are studying your conversations.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News 783.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Temperature outside is 79 degrees, a little overcast. And the stock market, let me get to that stock market ticker, is up 19 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
Like you knew you should?
Yeah.
Sugar and spice and everything nice?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Have you seen the interview? It was him and a news anchor where he is obviously on something. I'm talking about James Brown, folks. And all of a sudden he just breaks into, while the anchor's trying to ask him a question, I feel good, I smell good, I make love good. And it's just, she is so taken aback, doesn't know how to handle this crazy James Brown. So, I feel that good.
That
yes.
would be James Brown. He's a really interesting guy.
Absolutely.
He and Lee Atwater were really good friends, so he would come to the Reagan-Bush headquarters and stop in. It's like a rock. It's like Elvis was there.
Right.
People would be coming out of buildings. Where we were behind the Hyatt on Capitol Hill. They'd be coming out of buildings and stuff. It was amazing. And he had this white Cadillac with red interior and a driver who didn't know what in the world he was doing.
What a crazy life.
Really. But a great guy.
I actually got to see him when he was doing those last Legacy tours, and he came to Jubilee here. So
down to the beach?
No, down when we used to be the Jubilee Music Festival
here in Montgomery.
Yeah, I think he came one of those years. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I tell the story. Frank Samuels and I went to go see him at Garrick Coliseum. We're like the only two white people in the entire place, but we had a blast.
Yeah.
Got up and was dancing with everybody. It was great. We love that soul music. Okay, 272-9228. First-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the drawing today for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Any caller. Now, we're going to do it before 2 o'clock because we have legislative roundtable. And we've got a pleasant surprise. We have Will Dismukes and Clyde Chambliss in today. I've never met Will Dismukes.
Nor have I, so that'll be fun.
I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah,
but
heard good things.
So. Yeah, it's a lot of good things. Trump just tweeted out that there was this rumor going about that he was going to release all these detainees in sanctuary cities.
I did see this earlier today, yes.
And then he tweeted out just a little while ago, yeah, we really are considering that, because these people love their illegal aliens so much, we might as well send them to them.
And I love the news reports that, like, are, like he's going to weaponize this against sanctuary cities. I'm like, wait, isn't that, you're a sanctuary city, wouldn't you be welcoming people with open arms?
Yeah, isn't that what you want?
Right.
So, but I tell you what, the clearest evidence that the Dems are panicking, I played the Morning Joe stuff for you yesterday, but they are beside themselves. I've got Brennan, I've got Clapper, I've got the, different stories that are on the CBS and NBC on this whole issue, and they're going crazy, absolutely crazy. Let's start out with Catherine Herridge on the Barr statement.
General William Barr testified earlier this week that he wants to be sure there was no unauthorized surveillance of the Trump campaign. So he's looking for proper evidence, a proper predicate that justified that decision. We know from our ongoing reporting here at Fox News that the anti-Trump dossier that was opposition research funded by the DNC and the Clinton campaign was a fundamental element of the application for the surveillance warrant for the Trump campaign aide. So it was Barr's use of the word spying that really set off senior Democrats.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing that the chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
Instead of giving straight answers, Mr. Barr seems to be nothing more than a spokesperson for the president's campaign. He seems more like the president's press secretary than the attorney general.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is working directly with William Barr on the Mueller report and the redactions for public release, gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal where he defended Barr, saying he was being very forthcoming when he wrote that four-page letter that included all of the summaries from the Mueller report or the conclusions from the Mueller report, and that there will be a second phase making a great deal of the report public. Now, it's important to recall during his testimony that the Attorney General was pressed on this issue of the use of the word spying and whether there really was evidence to back up his underlying concerns. Here's that exchange.
I'm now asking what the basis is or what the facts are that lead you to that thought.
I am concerned about it, and I was asked about whether there was any basis for it. I believe there is a basis for my concern, but I'm not going to discuss the basis.
The Attorney General testified that he is personally reviewing the genesis or the origins of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation in 2016, which eventually got this surveillance warrant for the Trump campaign aide. And late yesterday, Congressman Devin Nunes sent this notification for 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General. Those are for conspiracy, global leaks, misleading, lying, obstructing Congress. And he says he's prepared, along with Congressman John Ratcliffe, to brief the Attorney General on those criminal referrals at any time of his choosing in the next few days.
Okay, so that was Catherine Herridge reporting today. Now, I ran across something last night of Ken Starr talking about the Barr comment. And this really caught my attention, particularly when we get to listening to Brennan and Clapper and some of these other folks. Listen in.
He knows something. He said, I have a concern, and I believe I have a basis for that concern. Anyone who knows Bill Barr knows he doesn't just say things. He thinks about them. He's careful about what he says. And I think if Bill Barr says, I think there's a basis for my concern, he doesn't say what it is. He said, I'm not going to say what it is. That is a stay tuned America.
Yes. That was Ken Starr, who knows Bill Barr real well.
It's almost like the shoe is on the other foot here, where after, since the Mueller report, at least Barr's letter to Congress, what's happened is we here, like in conservative circles, have always thought this, that this predicate has been laid out, the basis, if you will, that Barr's probably seen. It's the FISA application, the spying on Carter Page, the Strzok and Lisa Page, text messages, the ongoing thing with whatever the hell Hoover's doing out in Utah, and then the inspector general looking into stuff. We all kind of know this. We've been talking about it for a while, and yet the Democrats are playing dumb. And I think, I mean, the Democrats would have said this, you know, maybe a year ago. Look, we've got all this evidence. Trump meeting with, you know, Natalia Veselnitskaya, the Russian lawyer, and Don Jr. and Manafort meeting. And look at Manafort being indicted and Roger Stone being indicted. All this stuff. Why are y'all playing dumb? And it's I think, now their turn to sit and wait for an investigation. And I'm wondering whether or not Barr comes up empty-handed. I suspect he won't come up empty-handed.
I think, actually, the Mueller report may have something in it that's maybe a ticking time bomb.
That would be the ultimate twist.
That would be the absolute ultimate twist. Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to discredit William Barr. They're going to make him look as bad as possible. Different people kept using the same terminology. Not the Attorney General, but acting like Trump's personal attorney. They're trying to discredit him. And wait till you listen to Brennan and Clapper and what they say. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you today?
Oh, man, feels like a nice, warm, pre-summer day, doesn't it?
It does. It's not too hot, though. It started out cool this morning.
Oh, yes, and it feels so nice last night, golly. What do you think the connection is between Julian Assange being picked up yesterday? Barr's comments. Do you think Assange is going to be part of this spying thing, and they're going to bring him back and tie him into all this collusion stuff between the Clinton campaign and there? Do you see any connection?
I don't see any connection, but I think the timing is very interesting.
It is, and Ecuador just got their first installment on a $4 billion loan, and all of a sudden they give him up because he hadn't changed his cat litter. And so,
now, I don't believe the Assange indictments that are coming from the U.S. have anything to do with recent history. It has to do with all the Manning leaks. But it would be interesting, and maybe there's some sort of deal that's made, or maybe Assange could show in secret to, say, investigators or prosecutors that my source for the WikiLeaks DNC hack was not Russia.
Right.
And I can show you who it was.
Well, see, notice they didn't charge him with that. They didn't charge him with Manning.
Yes. And isn't it ironic that Obama and them made no efforts at all to even pursue Assange, but Trump's in, and, you know, here again, their news reporting is so skewed because everybody talks about Trump being friends of Putin. Well, Trump's been giving Putin hell, and now Trump, who's supposed to be Assange's friend, has got him picked up. So I find it very interesting, the coordination between everything happening yesterday. And yes, we are having some good scared Democrats. Isn't it nice?
Let me tell you, they are panicked. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to get in front of the story. They want to discredit William Barr. William Barr is a puppet. And all this is just made up. And they're going to go back to Russian collusion real quick here. But I think the Mueller report might have some surprises in it.
Oh, I bet it's got a lot more than surprises in it. I think the boys are going to be headed for the border themselves, going the other way. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. News 93.1 FM. We're going to be back with more Clapper and Brennan and Trey Gowdy right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things.
it's electrical, we do it all. We'll be there for you anytime, day or night, and we'll get it done. We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
From luxury truck to work truck, Ram trucks deliver a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. And right now, during our 2019 spring sales event, you can save up to $14,300 on all new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn crew cabs in stock at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They are designed to last and they are priced to move. If you're looking for premium comfort in the new benchmark for SUVs, look no further than the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The new Jeep Grand Cherokee is raising the bar in luxury and performance. You can find your freedom and save big during Jeep Freedom Days at Brubaker. For a limited time, lease a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $327 a month. Come test drive a Ram truck, 1500 Bighorn, or Jeep Grand Cherokee at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. Ram truck stock number R9093. Grand Cherokee 36-month lease requires first payment, tax, tag, title, and fees at signing. $12,000 per year mileage limit. All offers expire April 30th.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, my brother and I did oysters and beer outside downtown.
Yeah, you've been telling me about that.
Really good.
That sounds like a great deal.
One of the things they overcharged me, I need to go back and get them to rectify that. Pay attention to the bill. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's pick up with... Brendan was on with Chris Matthews. I want to play the first part of this is Chris Matthews. Listen to all the outrageous things he's saying and realize how panicked they are if this thing happens. Listen in.
Nothing concentrates the mind, wrote Samuel Johnson, like the thought of an imminent hanging. Donald Trump, fearing the imminent release of the Mueller report that's expected to portray his campaign as a dupe of Russia, not to mention deliver alarming new evidence of obstruction, is determined to somehow change the subject. Today, he called the Mueller investigation an attempted coup and encouraged his Justice Department to make war on it.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And we beat them. What I'm most interested in is getting started. Hopefully the attorney general, he mentioned it yesterday, he's doing a great job getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started. Because this was an illegal witch hunt. And what they did was treason. What they did was terrible. What they did was against our Constitution and everything we stand for. So hopefully that will happen.
Well, it now appears that Attorney General William Barr is set to deliver on the president's wishes. Yesterday, Barr said he intends to review the conduct of the investigators who opened the Mueller investigation. And according to Bloomberg News, he's assembled a team to do just that. Today, in his testimony before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee, Attorney General Barr appeared to endorse the widespread Republican and Trumpian allegation that the Trump campaign was improperly surveilled, or to use the Trumpian term, spied upon. Here's the Attorney General using that very term.
So we want to make sure that during an election, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, well, I guess you could, I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
But the question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that.
Well, Barr is careful to say he's not alleging that anything improper actually took place. He even says that the spying, as he put it, could have been warranted. But Barr still used the very term that the president has deliberately thrown around to smear law enforcement so relentlessly, by the way, for the last couple of years. As the Washington Post points out, that is a highly disputed term when it comes to what the FBI did relative to the Trump campaign in 2016. And it lends legitimacy to what at this point is essentially a Trump conspiracy theory.
Okay, did you notice that they went back to the playbook of maligning the FBI?
Right. I don't understand this hang-up. There, this, like, precision in words. Like, if you go look up surveillance, close observation, especially of a suspected spy or criminal, but under synonyms, it's espionage, spying, undercover work, infiltration, reconnaissance. I mean, it's like he could have said there was reconnaissance that went on. There was espionage. I mean, it's just, I think it tells a lot that they're so over the top with over the word he used. It's they're grasping it.
Well, and because when you think about it, if you read the headlines, the Democrats did spy, the Obama administration did spy on the Trump campaign, that would be devastating to them.
Right.
Let's go to Bo. Bo, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, my friend. How you doing today?
I'm very good.
Good. Yeah, there's no doubt about was it spying. I mean, he could have just come out and said it. I mean, and he's the attorney general, so why does he have to answer to them for any investigation that he might find worthy to pursue? But that being said, there was spying, lying, there was unmasking, there was so many different things that was going on, you know, that you could pick from to begin an investigation that was obvious.
Well, but see, and here's the thing, is once you get that kind of activity there, the Democrats are going to implode because it's going to be everything that Trump was saying and Nunes was saying was all true. And the Dems are going to have big old cake on their face on this one.
Exactly. I didn't even mention the leaking, spying, lying, and leaking, you know, because look at what Comey, he took it upon himself to make a memo and then leak it to a reporter. I mean, come on now.
Well, it wasn't even a reporter, it was a professor, but he said he did that for the sole purpose of getting a special counsel, too.
Exactly. Well, you know, amazing that the reporter, you know, leaked it to the media, whatever. But anyway, I think that was the purpose of that, but just the leaking and the unmasking and of the people, you know, over and over, you've got things going on and the, you know, cover-ups, you know, how they had to, how long it took to get the, what was those texts?
The Strzok and Page text?
Yeah, the Strzok and Page. Look how long they slow-walked that.
Well, that wasn't a slow walk. That was a IG finding those. They weren't slow walking it. They discovered them.
Well, I guarantee you, NSA's got all of it, including Hillary's emails. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, do you know anything about this anti-road rage bill?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, we're going to have legislators on at 2 o'clock. That's one of our subject matters.
Oh, coming on at 2?
Correct.
Well, I definitely want to pick somebody's brain about this one because, you know, like I mentioned earlier on another show, I won't mention, but about like a lot of the states like Maryland and Virginia and D.C. area, they have signs posted alongside the interstate that says, we target aggressive drivers. If you're an aggressive driver and you have road rage, you don't need to ticket the people in the slow lane. I mean, in the fast lane, you need to ticket the road rage person and get them some counseling, in my opinion. But I'll wait for that 2 o'clock hour. Oh, you said what time was it?
2 o'clock.
Okay, I'll wait for that and call back.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, we'll get into that, but what's interesting is why is it that even the most mild-mannered person will, you know, be more prone to yelling while they're in their car? It's like, well, maybe it's because you're operating heavy machinery at, you know, 30 to 80 miles an hour. I don't know.
And they can't hear you is the other one.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, people don't realize it because they drive so much. Because you're in that situation and you are on high alert, and that's you should be at least. Because if you're not on high alert, that's how you make mistakes.
Let's go to a break. Newstalk 93.1 Demo Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your Newstalk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on Newstalk 93.1 WACV.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New restrictions on transgender troops take effect today, nearly 2 years after President Trump tweeted he'd ban them from serving altogether.
The new policy requires troops to serve in their biological sex, and the military will no longer pay for sex reassignment surgeries unless a service member has already been receiving treatment. The fight over the policy is not over, as the issue plays out in four different lawsuits.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the Supreme Court has ruled the ban can take effect while those lawsuits play out. The WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains in British custody at least until a court appearance next month when he'll contest extradition to the United States to face computer hacking charges.
Britain's opposition party is backing that approach. Leader Jeremy Corbyn saying the UK government should oppose the American request, saying Assange exposed evidence of atrocities in Iraq and Afghanistan when his website published American military secrets.
That's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Look for another relatively quiet day today. It's going to be warm with a high temperature up to about 83. Can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm later on this afternoon or tonight, but the chances are very small. In fact, even tomorrow, there'll be some widely scattered storms around, but a lot of towns will stay dry. A breezy, warm day tomorrow. Saturday's high around 83. Scattered thunderstorms Saturday night and in through the overnight hours. Then a risk of severe weather beginning early on Sunday. In fact, maybe even pre-dawn in the western counties and spreading eastward through the morning and the afternoon hours with damaging wind gusts and the threat of tornadoes as well. Please get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It's going to be your best friend. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts and advanced interactive radar as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
let's get down to the corpus of this. This is Brennan Barr as Trump's personal attorney. No, no, that's the third clip. This is Brennan on spying. And listen to the words that Matthews and Brennan both use.
I'm joined now by John Brennan, the former director of the CIA under President Obama. Director, spying. Why does Trump and his cronies, including the new AG, use that word?
Well, I was very disappointed in what Attorney General Barr said today about spying when he was referring to the investigation that was predicated, certainly, and that the FBI was trying to understand exactly what the Russians were doing. U.S. intelligence agencies were spy against foreign adversaries so that we can understand the threat to our national security. But for the Attorney General to imply or to say that there was spying domestically, he knows the language very well, and he knows the terminology, and he knows what it connotes, which is an extra-legal activity taking place when, in fact, the FBI and CIA and others were trying to understand just what the Russians were doing. And we know now it is incontrovertible that the Russians were trying to influence the outcome of the 2016 election.
Now, according to the language of this guy, Barr, I don't really like him much lately because of this kind of game he's playing here. A state trooper working at night along a state highway, and he's watching and he sees if somebody's going over 70 miles an hour. Is he spying on the cars, or is he doing his job?
No, this word
spying is so ludicrously used here.
Yeah, and he thought about that question and answer, and he did say there was spying. And so he's a former attorney general as well. It's not as though he's just a new attorney general. He is steeped in the law, and he should be. And he should know the difference between a thorough FBI predicated investigation and spying against a foreign adversary.
Go back and play the Ken Starr piece again.
He knows something. He said, I have a concern, and I believe I have a basis for that concern. Anyone who knows Bill Barr knows he doesn't just say things. He thinks about them, he's careful about what he says, and I think if Bill Barr says, I think there's a basis for my concern, he doesn't say what it is. He said, I'm not going to say what it is. That is a stay tuned America.
I think he's spot on with that.
You know, and John Brennan is just too cute by half. This, the level of intelligence we had running the CIA, he's, okay, let's take his definition of spying, which is, you know, our government, say, spies on a foreign adversary or competitor.
That's what he tried to get across.
Well, and that's a fair definition of spying. That's why we engage in espionage, or say the Chinese might have a woman sneak onto Mar-a-Lago for espionage. You spy on your rivals or adversaries, whatever you want to call it. And then he moves the goalpost. So that's the little trick. He goes, it's obvious the Russians, we were just trying to understand what the Russians were doing, and it's obvious the Russians were trying to affect the 2016 election. No, John Brennan, you, including a lot of other people in the Democratic Party and the media, were suggesting that Donald Trump was an asset of the Russians, including coordinating with them. So you were suggesting he was an enemy working with a foreign adversary, which would have meant you were spying on him, and you would have claimed it was justified. If it's not justified, though, you messed up big time.
Right. Well, the difference is when you include a U.S. citizen into the whole thing.
Yes.
And they're going to have a hard time finding Donald Trump and a U.S. citizen and a Russian agent talking somewhere. They are so about to get caught, it's unbelievable. You can feel it. But did you hear how Chris Matthews said his cronies?
His cronies.
And that. Yes. I'm starting to not like William Barr. Why are you starting to not like William Barr? Because he's getting close to the truth, and you don't want the truth to come out. You don't want me on that wall. Okay, so let's continue on with Brennan. Now he's going to be talking about Trump's, as Barr's personal attorney for Trump.
To use another American word, is he a toady? Is he saying the kind of language that Trump wants to hear him use?
Well, unfortunately, I think over the past several weeks, I've been very disappointed in Attorney General Barr. I had higher expectations for him. He shaped the narrative after the Mueller report. He, in fact, then also had this testimony today that I think was very carefully nuanced as a way to try to support the Donald Trump's positions. So he acted more like a personal lawyer for Donald Trump today rather than the Attorney General.
Here's what I don't understand about the Trump
strategy.
If it comes out next week, as has been reported, that the Mueller report, when we get a good look at it, a decent look at it, will show alarming evidence of obstruction of justice, that the Russians did manipulate the Trump campaign, what good is it to go back and fail and say, but they shouldn't have had this investigation when it bears fruit? when it's clear it did dig up some awful stuff?
Well,
what good's the strategy?
Yeah, well, look at the people who have been indicted and who have been convicted in terms of what they did wrong. And so it's unclear to me what he was trying to do. I also think it was unfortunate that he arrogated to himself the determination about whether obstruction of justice did occur on the part of Donald Trump.
He said it didn't. Yeah. Just like that.
Well, I think we have to understand more about the basis for Bob Mueller not making a determination there. I think Bob Mueller is a conservative individual and recognized the Department of Justice policy is not to indict a sitting president. So I think he really wanted to have the Congress or the American people make that determination about the transgressions involved.
Boy, I tell you, they're reaching here. And you can tell they're getting a little panicked.
But Mueller also said, and this is probably why he waffled, I'd love to see Mueller testify. But Mueller probably didn't make a determination because the underlying crime was not proven. And this is where I would love to see more details on the underlying supposed crime and reason for the investigation, Russian collusion or conspiracy and coordination.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, what they're going to do is they're going to say that the stuff that is marked out is where the collusion was and where the obstruction of justice was.
And also, if the attorney general is acting like Trump's personal attorney, I've never had the chance, luckily, to have a personal attorney. I've never been in hot water that way. But I'd imagine I wouldn't want my personal attorney, if the way Brennan's suggesting this is just him going along to get along with the president, and the narrative Trump's putting out there is just bunk.
That's what all of them, this morning, Joe, that was their take.
That's what they're suggesting. Well, if you have a good personal attorney, I don't want him to just go along to get along. It would be really stupid of my personal attorney to go out and spin a narrative he knows is going to end up to move sideways on you. He would be more careful than that.
Exactly. Well, and here's the thing. Is just because he's saying it, the truth is going to come out. We're going to see the Mueller report. But whatever it is, it's not going to be enough. I tell you, I put that stake in the sand right now.
And I think we're all also, both sides are, so-called sides are getting ahead of each other. All Barr said is there's a basis for me to be concerned. I'm going to investigate it, and I put a team together. So we'll find out.
Okay, so Brennan's now going to, listen how he worked closely with Comey on this thing. He actually kind of outs himself here. Discussing the Russian probe last year, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was extremely cautious about his choice of words on the activities of law enforcement.
Was the FBI spying on Trump's campaign?
They were not. They were spying on a term I don't particularly like, but on what the Russians were doing, trying to understand, were the Russians infiltrating, trying to gain access, trying to gain leverage and influence?
So when the FBI is trying to find out what's going on with the Russians because of all this problem with this noise we're hearing from Papadopoulos and all the rest of them about something going on over there, it's spying. And I'm just wondering, spying seems to be a perfect word if you believe in the deep state coming against Trump. If you believe these awful people that work for the federal government, sworn to public service for their careers, all are the bad guys, then you attach a word to them, not like law enforcement, but spies.
Yeah. In the summer of 2016, the CIA and FBI and NSA worked very closely together to try to understand as much as possible about what the Russians were doing. And those agencies that have a foreign intelligence responsibility carried out their responsibilities and authorities to the best of their ability. And the FBI, which has the domestic role, was carrying out its investigation and its counterintelligence investigation. And I had many conversations with Jim Comey just to make sure that the CIA and FBI were working together, not doing anything inappropriate, but making sure that we were fulfilling our statutory and responsibilities.
So I had many conversations with Comey. You remember those before? He didn't know anything about it.
Right.
He wouldn't wear the FISA warrant because he was asked, were you aware that there was a FISA warrant on a Trump campaign person? And he said, no, he didn't.
And again, this is two cute by half. We were just looking into what the Russians were doing.
Right.
Yes, you were looking into what the Russians were doing, and all this time you're claiming that Donald Trump was working with the Russians.
And here's the thing is, so where is your report on what the Russians were doing?
Right.
I mean, if they were doing something, you were looking at what they were doing, you saw something that they were doing wrong, why didn't you report that? Well, did you tell the Intel Committee? Because I can tell you, you didn't. All this is just total phony baloney. It's unbelievable. And you can tell, these guys are feeling it. They feel that it's about to happen to them.
Well, and if the FBI is the one doing the domestic arm of the counterintelligence report on Russia, who is the person heading that? Peter Strzok.
There you go.
And we have text messages that clearly show Peter Strzok saw Trump as an adversary. No,
and we have Andrew McCabe saying that he thought, and then you're going to hear Clapper say again, Brennan, that he may be a Russian asset.
Right, and so I.
But
could
what's
be,
the evidence of that? What's the proof?
We could be really charitable here, Dan, and say these folks in the FBI and the CIA, Brennan and Clapper, are so dutiful and earnest in their job and so worried about Russian activity that they thought, based on what they'd seen, that Trump was working with the Russians and they had to follow that lead. Or you could be cynical and say it was an insurance policy, using Strzok and Page's words, to gin something up to be able to look into the Trump campaign and undermine his credibility.
I'll go for door number two.
Yeah, door number two is more interesting, certainly. It's maybe that's a deep state fantasy on our part, though.
Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Mark Show.
Dan, you made a comment that when the Mueller report comes out, that for the Dems, it's not going to be enough because of the redacted stuff. My understanding is there's going to be three colors of redacted stuff.
Four colors.
I can name several. The U.S. secrets, grand jury testimony, and were not indicted. So can the Senate get Bob Mueller in front of the Senate, give him an unredacted copy, and they pick the redacted copy, and go line by line that's redacted and say, can you confirm this color? And then can you confirm that there is no collusion or no obstruction of justice in this line? And, of course, he's going to be under oath, and he'll have to say, yes, I can confirm that, and just do the whole report, and then that would take away their argument of it's not enough.
They could do that. It'd have to happen on the Senate side because the House would never do that. It also has it would have to happen in closed-door setting, too.
Okay, but I'm sure the information would leak out to the public that you know, this happened and there was absolutely nothing that he said would confirm the Democrats' conclusions before
I think what they're going to do is they're going to bring it before. Well, here's a key. When we see the report and we see the redacted part of it, if they do not invite Mueller to the Hill to testify, then they know that Mueller would tear him up. If they do invite him, then what will Mueller say? And I think he may surprise them.
What do you think he would say? Are you talking about surprising the Democrats or the Republicans?
The Democrats.
Yeah, I would be inclined to believe that, because if there's nothing there, then there's nothing there.
Well, we're knowing the fullness of time. Jason, I got to go, but I got to break.
Hey, Joey, put me in 12-1.
12-1, okay.
You're in, Jason. Yeah. We're going to do that drawing in about 1 hour. Eric, hang on for me. Dan Mark Show on a Friday TGIF edition. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It only took a couple of days till she was rid of me. She swore that she would be all mine and love me till the end. But when I whispered in her ear, I lost another friend.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free. but you can give them to the birds and bees. I see.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yeah, big Friday here. It's going to be a big week next week, I tell you that. I am so looking forward to it. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hola.
Hola, my friend.
How y'all doing?
Very good.
Hey, I got one question. I'm just a, slow old Georgia boy over here, but how is it that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer ain't asking all these monitoring agencies that were looking in to see if the Russians were, how they were working? Why aren't they asking those guys for their information, the intel that they gathered during that period prior to the Mueller investigation?
Exactly, and that's what I said earlier, is that, so if you were looking into this, where is the report that you did that talked about it?
Oh, my bad. I missed that part. But
that's all right.
If there's got to be something out there that they can look at without having to wait on the Mueller report. And I don't believe there's anything for them to look at, and they know it.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're trying to try this in the media.
This is strictly deflecting. They know if this thing takes a couple more steps closer to the reality, that they're in deep you-know-what.
Well, and they're really stuck in between a rock and a hard place, because if they just stop fighting, then it would look like they've already lost. So they have to keep fighting and setting new, obstacles, that self-made obstacles. Like, give us the report now!
Yeah, or discredit Barr and say you're acting like a personal attorney. You're not acting like the people's attorney general. No, he actually is, because you're getting to the bottom of something.
This kind of reminds me of one of those Looney Tunes episodes where Bugs Bunny's the bull matador. And he's holding up the red curtain, and when he pulls it back, there's an anvil there that the bull runs into.
There you go.
I just don't think they know there's an anvil there yet. I love your show, guys. Hey, I want to get in on that Sweet Creek 128.
128, Eric. You got it, buddy.
Thank y'all, sirs.
Thank you. Yeah, they got those strawberries down there, and they are great. Okay, so let's continue on here. And Brendan's going to be asked about the Mueller report. Listen to how he answers this.
It's hardball time. What do you think we're going to find in the Mueller report when we get the redacted version of it? Are we going to get enough to scare the hell out of this administration or what?
I don't know. It's clear that Donald Trump and his cronies are quite fearful of what's maybe in there. And I don't know what William Barr is going to do redact for the various reasons that
fearful.
He has cited. I'm hoping that as much comes out as possible. Let's make one thing clear. The only thing that Donald Trump and his campaign were cleared with by the Barr memo that was citing the Mueller memo was there was not an evidentiary basis to charge somebody with criminal conspiracy. It never said that there was no collusion or cooperation. So I think there's a fair amount of information that is there that Bob Mueller uncovered about the interaction between Trump campaign officials and the Russians. And now on the obstruction of justice issue, I think there is real questions about whether or not Donald Trump and others did obstruct justice, but that Bob Mueller decided that he was not going to be the one to indict a sitting president.
So there's going to be a lot of evidence in there. So he says, now Brendan hadn't been right about anything. So now let's move to Clapper and Clapper talking. Clapper's going to comment on the Barr statement.
Tom, I wanted to ask you about what we saw yesterday from the Attorney General, Bill Barr, in front of the Senate. You called it stunning and scary, those are your words, that Barr would use the word spying. So can you tell me what was scary about that to you?
Well, spying has a term I've never liked. I never liked that term being applied to me, even though I spent 50 years in the intelligence business. It has a bad connotation. It's a pejorative term. It smacks of illegality, lack of oversight, all those kind of things. And that wasn't the case here. My concern in all this, as it was when I served as DNI, was the Russians, what the Russians were doing. And to the extent that there was surveillance of anyone, it was occasioned by contacts with Russians who were targets, validated foreign intelligence targets. And we sort of lost sight of that and the threat that the Russians posed, because that's how this all started, is the Russian meddling. So when the Attorney General, and I believe he used that term deliberately, he's been the Attorney General before, so he's not unfamiliar with all this. I thought it was quite stunning.
Yeah.
And apparently his concern is more broadly to the intelligence community at large, not just the FBI. So I'm very interested to know what it is that gives him concern.
So he's talking about NSA, he's talking about CIA.
Right.
He's talking about everything.
Well, and Dan, you also have taught me something over the years. Look for the talking points. Yep. James Clapper literally just said exactly what John Brennan said.
Exactly.
And so they're not talking... they are, but who's actually writing the script? Did they get together? I mean, my goodness. Well, and this next clip is one question that I would ask.
Let's do this. Go back and play the Ken Starr again, because Clapper just said he used the word intentionally. Listen to what Ken Starr said about Barr's statement.
He knows something. He said, I have a concern, and I believe I have a basis for that concern. Anyone who knows Bill Barr knows he doesn't just say things. He thinks about them. He's careful about what he says. And I think if Bill Barr says, I think there's a basis for my concern, he doesn't say what it is. He said, I'm not going to say what it is. That is a stay tuned America.
And Clapper, I think, agrees with him because he said he intentionally used the word. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back after a top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show